Hello and welcome to episode number 45, Why Being So Hard on Yourself is Keeping You from the Life You Dream Of. Okay, so I am writing this podcast while I sit here getting my hair done. I almost canceled this appointment because I didn't have the time, or at least that's what I was telling myself. But I knew if I canceled it, I would definitely regret it because it's been a few months and it's time to get it done. And if I don't make time for me and my needs, who will? Time is not something that just shows up. Time is something we create. And I'm just like you. Sometimes I forget that. So then I booked a pedicure for tomorrow because we are going on vacation and I haven't had one in months because I can't. Because I deserve it. That's why I booked it. Because I matter. Because looking good is important to me. Because I wanted to create the time. Plus, I went golfing yesterday because my neighbor has invited me every Tuesday for months now. And I want to make friends here. So I planned it and I showed up and it was amazing. I met somebody new and connected with my neighbor. And guess what? I also still know how to golf, which is amazing. And I had a coffee date this week with a friend. I have a friend on Facebook who I realized lived in my city here in Kamloops, and I went to her house and we had coffee. And first of all, her house was incredible. And second of all, so was she. We just clicked and it was so much fun. And then tomorrow I'm going horseback riding with my friend Caroline. I prioritize this. Once a week, horses ground me. Caroline is an amazing and fun person. I always feel fantastic afterwards. And here's the thing, my brain thinks that none of this is important. And it wants to tell me that I should be working nonstop, that I should be making sure my kids aren't gaming all of the time, that I should be staying home and being responsible. And after all, I am leaving on vacation on Friday. And it wants to go after me. It's telling me, but Amanda, the housework, but Amanda, you're not spending enough time with your kids, but Amanda, you have so much work, you will never get it all done. And here's the thing, I could go there. My brain is right. I could be a better parent, according to the world, I guess. My house does need cleaning. I could be getting more work done and doing more and doing it better. I could go all the way and beat the shit out of myself for each and everything. And I have done it. And sometimes I do. But let me tell you what this thinking creates. It creates shame, guilt, resentment, anger, worry, anxiety. And all of the people and all of the things in my life get to experience me in this state when this happens. And I just want you to take a minute and consider what this looks like. When you're feeling shame, how do you show up for your life? When you're feeling guilty, how connected do you feel to your life? When you're feeling resentment, how do you show up for your kids? When you're feeling angry, how do you show up to your work? The problem with this is that this is a broken model. And here's the real truth. Beating yourself up is completely optional. Now, it might be habitual. It might be very automatic. It might feel very factual. But it isn't. It's optional. Because when you think, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing it right, I'm being lazy, or I'm unmotivated, or I'm not smart enough, those are not facts. Those are thoughts. And the truth is that we are taught to think this way. But just because that is the way that you have been taught does not make it true. Not at all. It just makes it different. Here is the question I want to ask you. Do you want to change it? Because you can continue on and continue being hard on yourself. I'm just going to straight up tell you that that is never going to give you the life you want. It will always be the thing that keeps you from that glorious, amazing life that is available to you. I've coached so many of you, and I see this over and over and over again. It's not motivating, it's damaging. We have to unwind this belief that motivation is the key to happiness, that if we are just motivated enough that we can change. And therein really lies the problem. Because what if you don't need to change at all? That's what I want to offer you. You are not broken. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not deficient in some way. And listen, I get it. This is totally backwards from anything you have learned before. There is a whole industry designed to tell you that there is something wrong with you so that they can sell you a product to fix it. The media is constantly telling you how you have to be different, that if you just weigh less, if you just get more done, if you just get up at 5 a.m., if you just get Botox and fillers, if you just get rid of all of your flaws, then you will be happy. And I'm just over here letting you know that that is a damn lie. Not only have I experienced this lie, where I have lost weight and still been unhappy, where I've experienced what somebody else has defined as a success and still been depressed, I also have watched my clients experience this. And then I have watched them start to accept themselves when they work with me. I have watched them start to believe that there is nothing wrong. I have watched them start trusting that who they are is totally perfect. And that's when they start creating the results they want. That's when they start building that life that they are yearning for. They start to realize that there is literally nothing fucking wrong with them. Nothing. And that inspires actions that are in alignment with what they desire. It connects them to people who love them for them. It creates careers that are fulfilling and amazing and fun. It grounds them and connects them to themselves. And there is no more satisfying relationship than that. Trust me, you definitely want that. So if you are ready to let go of being hard on yourself, then it's time to start learning the skill of accepting yourself. It's not what we are taught. It's not what society is going to provide for you. Nobody is going to walk out and give you permission. You have to take it. You can get it. So if you don't know how to do that and you want to find out how, let's connect. Book a free consult. Let's get it done and start you down the path of creating a life you want, because I promise you, you can have it. You deserve it, and it's time to stop beating yourself up. All right, have a beautiful week. I will talk to you next time.